short, open meditation. So do whatever feels appropriate for you. I will, if you're not sure what to do, I'd maybe just encourage you to come to your heart area and just see what it's like to stay with that kind of lung, heart, nexus in the chest there, which is where the breath kind of takes us naturally anyway. So there's no, just placing a particular kind of emphasis on our natural breathing process coming down into the lungs and the heart there. And just staying with that area of the body. So this is quite a geographical way of meditation, really. We just try and keep the awareness in at the heart center and see what that's like. And we will, in all likelihood, notice at some point that rises up back into the head, and our experience becomes dominated by a kind of cognitive thinking, you know, we're anxious or we're thinking about something maybe pleasurable or unpleasurable, you know. But when we notice that happening, we can just try and relax the face a little bit and just sort of drop down. Maybe ask yourself. I quite often these days find myself asking the question. If I'm thinking, I notice that I'm thinking about something, I just ask myself a question. How does my heart feel? And just kind of gently encourage the emphasis back down into the chest there. Of course, you might want to have it lower in the belly or even in the pelvic floor, whatever feels right for you. But, you know, the heart's a nice place to have as a center, as it were, if that feels appropriate. You know? Sometimes we want to drop it down lower into the belly. That's a very traditional. Ahara, of course, is a very traditional meditative centering that we do sometimes, of course we can do that with all and any of the major psychic centers, but I'm suggesting here that we perhaps favor the heart as the sort of what I've been describing as the center of the mandala of the body, you know, one way of putting it. And you might find the heart offers you an image to work with. And by work with, I just mean stay with, I don't mean manipulate. Work is probably not a good word to use. An image to just stabilize the awareness. And that image might or might not change, but you should, as far as possible, just let it change under its own volition rather than trying to push it along or manipulate it from the conscious mind. Of course, this is quite subtle, and at some point we always tend to start trying to manipulate things, but as far as possible, you know. But anyway, that's enough for all that. Okay, so get yourself comfortable. We'll have a very brief little lead in. You can just remember. I like this word, remember, yeah, to put back together, really, to remember. We can remember the outer vessel of the world. We put that back together archetypally by imagining the sky above us, earth below us, and the kind of living, teeming world around us. That's what we might call the outer vessel. And we come into our own breathing body. And this is the vessel of our own body of sensation on one level, body of image on another level. Perhaps of energy or bliss, or if we get very absorbed, might just have a bliss body. Anyway, our the vessel of our body, and then we might like to imagine we've got this alchemical vessel of the heart at the center of the vessel of the body. Sometimes think of it as an esoteric vessel, and it's a little bit like Bodhilila's TARDIS in a way, in a certain way that it's both the most personal part of us. But strangely, when we enter it fully, it becomes the most universal part of us, where the kind of universal mind resides, really. So it has this rather fascinating quality. So once we actually just sort of go inside, it becomes unbounded, perhaps. Anyway, a nice soft face, soft. Feel the length of your body, the breadth of your body, space of your body. Find your natural breath, and away you go. About in about 20 minutes. is a very small poem by Anis Nin called Rift. And the day came when the risk it took to stay tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to bloom. And the day came when the risk it took to stay tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to bloom. So in a few minutes, moments, you'll be organized into your respective groups. And then we'll come together again at the usual time.